Down at the far end, the MRA's gun pro, J.T. Dillon, was firing away. After a moment, Bobby stepped away from the shooting line and, receding into the shadows, watched the older man work. This afternoon, Dillon was firing a .22-caliber target pistol that didn't even resemble a real gun. The handle was a huge wooden grip that appeared less like a handle and more like a rough-hewn slab of tree. The barrel was squared off and edged in silver. The capping scope was bright red. All in all, the piece looked like something out of a Star Wars movie. In fact, the custom-fit, super-light Italian-made target pistol cost upwards of $1,500. Only the big boys used these kinds of guns, and in the world of competitive shooting, Dillon was considered a very big boy. Dillon was an IPSC competitor, International Practical Shooting Confederation. These guys were considered the martial artists of combat shooting. They were ranked on time and accuracy as they performed various bizarre drills, say, for example, shooting from the saddle, or running through an urban landscape with a briefcase handcuffed to their dominant hand, or shooting their way out of a jungle with an ankle in a splint. The tougher and nastier the drill, the more the competitors liked it. IPSC shooters always said that bullseye shooting, the kind of sniper drills Bobby performed, was like watching grass grow. Combat shooting was where the real action was. Now Bobby watched as J.T. Dillon loaded the clip of his custom pistol, placed it in his weaker left hand, and fired off a quick 6 rounds, smooth, controlled, never blinking an eye. Bobby didn't have to look at the target to know all 6 shots were good. Dillon didn't have to look either. He was already reloading his piece. By now, Bobby had heard all the rumors that Dillon was a former Marine, dishonorably discharged, that once he used to live in Arizona where he'd supposedly killed a man. Maybe it was the jagged scar sometimes glimpsed across his sternum, or the lean, rangy build the years did nothing to diminish, or the fact that nearing the age of 50, he could still cut down any man with his dark, forbidding stare. Bobby didn't know about those rumors, but being a Massachusetts state police officer, he knew something about J.T. Dillon very few others did. A decade ago, a former police officer and serial killer named Jim Beckett had broken out of the maximum security Walpole prison. In his brief few months of freedom, Beckett had sliced a long, bloody swath through various law enforcement agencies, murdering a number of state policemen, including a sniper, as well as an FBI agent. Bobby didn't know all the details, but the way he heard it, the police weren't the ones who caught Jim Beckett in the end. Dillon did, after Beckett murdered his sister.